So he is a cut above the rest. The Prime Minister's hairdresser has been made an MBE. Lino Carbosiero has been given the honour for services to hairdressing. Of course, he's no ordinary hairdresser because he has among his clients Paul McCartney and Kylie Minogue and Anton Deck and Madonna. But the award has caused some controversy because of the connection with the Prime Minister, because he styles the hair of David Cameron. And Lino is with us now, talking to us from the Daniel Galvin Salon in the West End of London, where he works. Good afternoon and congratulations.
Hi, thank you very much, Jeremy.
So how long has Mr. Cameron been your client?
Well, I started doing his hair before he was Prime Minister, so I've been doing him for quite a long time now.
OK, and your reaction to the MBE and how you feel about it?
I'm just over the moon. I didn't expect it. I didn't know anything about it. And so when I received the letter, I was just in shock, and I'm just so happy that I'm one of three hairdressers this year to receive the an award. And over the years, over recent years, more and more hairdressers are receiving and being noticed for what they do outside of just standing behind a chair. So it's a real honour for me to be recognised, and it's a real honour for me to be on shows like yours where I can tell you what you know, what I believe in, and thank you for having me on your show.
Pleasure. So when you say more than just standing behind the chair, because that is the key bit that fascinates all of us, is if you are cutting the Prime Minister's hair, you've got that very precious thing in politics which they call face time, which some people in the cabinet can't even get. You've got an hour with the Prime Minister, and what do you advise him?
What do I advise?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like all my clients, it's all about trust and loyalty. And obviously, I deal with every different client in a different way regarding to what they are about. And I talk about normal things. And, you know, what I believe in and what I'm trying to get my point across is that I'm very much outside of behind the chair. Is I'm trying to get most hairdressers state registered. Because I don't know if you don't know that hairdressers is a profession where anyone can do it without any form of qualification.
Yeah, so I think, it's known as regulation by customer, isn't it? If you give people a bad haircut, they don't come back.
True, but we want to get to a point where we don't discourage youngsters that leave the trade at a very early age because they're not getting the relevant training. And this is very common throughout our the UK, where there's a lot of youngsters that will do it and are discouraged because they're not getting the right training, and therefore we're losing real talent. Well, I mean, we are one of the leading countries in the world in hairdressing. We really do have a great industry. We're fast growing. We turn over billions. And, you know, for me, it's very important, the training side of my job.
And just on the charges, it's been reported that you charge £90 for a man's haircut. Does that include the wash as well?
That includes everything. The wash, the blow dry, the chit chat, and, the whole shebang.
And if people say, well, you know, how on earth can anyone afford £90 for a haircut? You're giving £70 extra of haircut for a hairdresser who's charging 20.
But, you know, if you go up and down the country, you'll see that prices reflect areas that you are based from. You know, I work in a most beautiful salon in the heart of West End, and the prices reflect on where you're based. And obviously, prices vary from salon to salon. I'm not the most expensive, and I'm not the cheapest, so. You know, I try and keep my rates an average price.
And just one more for you before we let you go, Lino, which is to do with the parting of the Prime Minister's hair, because it became a massive story when his parting switched from right
to
left.
It's funny because today, every single one of my clients I've done so far has said to me, I relate to that, because I always forget. I seem to, when I do the hair, I just go with how I feel it needs to go rather than where the parting is, and I, 9 times out of 10, I always get it wrong. I start doing it one side, and I get told, no, it's the other side. So it was complete fluke, and it wasn't a planned thing. So it's a massive story over something that's quite, nothing really.
Well, thank you and well done. Well done on your MBE. Very good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
All the best. There we are. The Prime Minister's hairdresser, Lino Carbossiero, who works in central London, charges £90 for a cut and a wash and blow dry as well, and the chit chat, as he says. And well done to him. But with a wider question, really, about whether one hairdresser is any better than another or any more deserving. Chris Mason is the BBC's political correspondent. My goodness, Chris, drawing attention, a politician drawing attention to his or her hair is always dangerous.
It certainly is, yeah. It's incredible, really, the extent to which this has blown up, this whole discussion about hair and how important it is to image. Because on the one hand, you might think it's a trivial discussion. It isn't at all. It matters hugely to politicians. Just last week, when the archives emerged from 1984 under the 30-year rule, there was an analysis of the Prime Minister Lady Thatcher's appointments diary. In 1984, she had her hair cut or styled 120 times, once every 3 days. There was blocks set out in her diary, usually 8:30 or 9 in the morning, in case you wondered, where she would have her hair done so that it was absolutely right. And you go online and there are photo galleries that will track the current Prime Minister David Cameron's moving hair parting, as you were saying, from left to right and then back again. In 2008 it became a centre parting, and the Daily Telegraph described it as his latest follicle reshuffle. So yeah, hair matters.
I talked to a politician in the Blair years who was very upset he wasn't getting what he called FaceTime with Tony Blair, which is what they all want. And this, my goodness, the hairdresser gets FaceTime, doesn't it? It's a valuable thing.
A huge thing, a huge thing. I guess FaceTime via that mirror, they can look up and see the reflection of the Prime Minister coming back at them. I regularly talk to MPs, even to ministers, as you were saying, who would love to have the kind of FaceTime that a hairdresser would regularly get, simply because that process of cutting someone's hair takes time and there's not a great deal the person in the chair can do whilst it's happening. They see themselves as lucky if they get maybe, I don't know, invited to a barbecue once every 6 months and might get a quick 2 minute chat over a hot dog, let alone half an hour, even an hour of sort of one-on-one time with hardly anyone else around. So these kind of people, hairdressers and others, who have that time with leaders, become hugely important to them, and hugely important to them for their trust, for their discretion, for their willingness to go in there, do their job, probably hear all sorts of things that you and I and plenty of others would love to hear, and leave and say absolutely nothing.
And this is a rather paradoxical award, this, because on the one hand, it looks back to when John Major brought in what were called honours for dinner ladies and so on. So it's people in ordinary professions. But on the other hand, he's at the top of his trade and he cuts the Prime Minister's hair. So then it looks like a cronyism award. So which category do you put it in?
It's tricky, isn't it? I was just chatting, actually, to the Cabinet Office, who the guys in charge of the honours system. And I said, you know, how does it work? And what about the expansion of the honours system? And they said, look, there's never been a bar on hairdressers or lollipop ladies winning awards. They were introduced back in 1917. But in the mid-90s, the whole mechanism was broadened out. So there's a form online now. Anyone can go on, fill that form in, nominate anyone, and it goes forward to committees of civil servants and independent panels that then pass across the Prime Minister and the Queen's desk before they are approved. But as you say, this one falls right into the middle, because on the one hand, you could say, a humble hairdresser, and yet here is a guy right at the top of his game with a huge list of celebrity clients and who is seen as a real ambassador for his trade. Prime Minister tried to laugh it off yesterday. It was the first question put to his official spokesperson at the lobby briefing for Westminster journalists yesterday afternoon as to why this had happened and if the Prime Minister had any say and, in fact, nominated his hairdresser. They said no, he hadn't, and emphasised the independent process. But who'd be to be a fly on the mirror the next time that the Prime Minister has his hair cut and has a chat with Lino about his new gong?
Thank you very much. Chris Mason, BBC political correspondent. So we're talking about Lino Carbossiero, the Prime Minister's hairdresser who's been made an MBE. Is he any more deserving than anybody else? Paul Flynn is Labour MP for Newport West and a member of the Public Administration Select Committee, which has scrutinised the honours process. Paul, what do you think of this one?
It's fascinating. I think we're indebted to the late, greatly lamented Simon Hoggard for giving us a running commentary on the Cameron's bald spot, and he had a wonderful view of it from up in the gallery, and he attributed to the fact that his party had changed, the fact that the bald spot had been hidden or eliminated. So I presume MBE stands for Master of Baldness Elimination now, and we must see it as such. But I mean, the what makes this open to mockery is the Prime Minister's barber gets an MBE, an honour, and David Beckham was refused an honour. And apparently there was a great row about this. And David Beckham, wonderful footballer, helped greatly in the Olympic Games, was clearly this person who should have had an honour in this case. And the process of honours, I'm afraid, are becoming degraded. I mean, who would want the same honour of a knighthood that was bestowed on Sir Jimmy Savile and Sir Cyril Smith, because it's often, I'm afraid these days, an honour is a sign of disgrace to come.
Isn't the honour going to a hairdresser, even if it is the Prime Minister's hairdresser, a sign that they are getting a bit more democratic, that they're going into more ordinary professions at least?
Sure. I mean, this is happening, and I mean, I'd like to see my own hairdresser, Gloria, have an honour if she wanted one, but she stops me from taking on the appearance of a Yeti because my hair grows very luxuriantly and she keeps me looking semi-respectable. And but if I gave
the House of Commons hairdresser,
that's right. Yes, in the unisex salon we have here. But if I gave her 90 quid for the haircut, she'd give me £70 back in change. I mean, it does seem to be its own reward in this particular case. I don't sure he needs an additional honour on top of it. But the system is growing worse. It's growing more. There's more favouritism in it. I mean, it was no. Unnoticed that 2 years ago, David Cameron set up a special committee. It never existed before, an honours committee to give honours, mostly knighthoods and damehoods, to MPs and their staff. And it's they have 20-odd honours to distribute every year. The group is made up of whips who give to those MPs who've always voted at their party's call, never thought of thinking for themselves at all, and they tend to be those MPs who've never been accused of having an original thought. And I'm afraid, again, it drives the respect for the honours system down. And I think the people who deserve the most credit are those that refuse honours. And they can then go around with a little badge saying HRH has refused honour. And there's no higher accolade than that.
Thank you very much, Dee. Paul Flynn, Labour MP for Newport West and member of the Public Administration Select Committee, which has scrutinised the honours system. Very doubtful there about the honour to David Cameron's hairdresser.